Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The 67th Congress of the International Institute for Public Finance recently meeting at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. This year's theme, Rethinking the Role of the State, Responses to Recent Challenges. And there certainly isn't a lack of them. To talk about the issues covered at the conference, I'm joined by U of M economist Joel Slemrod. He is the chair of the IIPF's Local Organizing Committee and the director of the Ross School's Office of Tax Policy Research. Welcome to the program, Joel.
Oh, thank you.
Now, the IIPF is the world's largest organization of public finance economists, numbering about 800 members from more than 50 countries. So what are the most significant challenges that developed countries are now facing?
Well, you're right. We have no lack of challenges. The Congress met this week, Monday through Thursday, and it was a challenge to keep people off their smartphones from finding out what was going on in world markets. We had over 350 people come here to talk about their research and the policy issues they study. Our keynote lecturers, the five of them, talked about the fate of the euro. They talked about growing inequality and the proper response of the government to increased inequality. They talked about how mobility of people and capital across countries constrains tax policies. And that's just a sample of the issues that were discussed here, because we had over 250 different research papers presented.
And in terms of the participants in the Congress, what's the general sense of the U.S.'s economic condition as compared to the rest of the world at this point?
I think the long-term prospects most people think are good, but of the 350 people that attended this Congress, more than 300 were from outside the U.S., and I would say the median view is that people are puzzled about how our Congress has handled the current economic crisis and their inability to come up with a consensus way to handle the long-term fiscal imbalance. So I would say, in terms of the political response to recent events, the median view might be puzzled.
And when it comes to comparing the issues that we face here in the U.S. as compared to those that are faced by the developed countries in Europe, are there any real distinctly different types of issues that we're looking at that they might not be struggling with? Or are we kind of sharing the same problems together?
Well, a little of both. One issue that we share is the aging of the population as the baby boom generation ages and the strains that puts on social insurance programs, here Social Security and Medicare. This is an issue that faces not only the U.S., most European countries, Japan, and China looking forward. So that, I think, is a common thread, and it's one issue that one of our keynote speakers discussed. There are differences, though. In Europe, most people take for granted, except and prefer that the government play a greater role in the economy than we do here. Mm-hmm. And so governments are more involved in programs, the national health insurance, guaranteed daycare, et cetera. And correspondingly, there are higher tax rates in European countries than here.
Now, the new health care law is set to take effect here in the U.S., and when we see what some describe as socialized medicine in Europe, is that kind of model really likely to work here in the U.S.?
Well, what I've seen in the political system in the last couple of years suggests that that isn't what Americans want. We don't see a great outcry for a single-payer national health insurance policy, which is very common throughout the developed world, but that isn't the direction that we seem to be moving toward.
I'm talking to university economist Joel Slemrod. He is the chair of the International Institute of Public Finance's Local Organizing Committee and director of the U of M Ross School of Business's Office of Tax Policy Research. When it comes to the fact that our country is seeing these ballooning costs when it comes to Medicare and Social Security, what can the U.S. really do about these enormous costs?
My own view is that looking ahead 20 or 30 years, what should be done is a combination of somewhat scaling back the entitlement programs, Social Security and Medicare. They were designed in an era where people didn't live as long past retirement, and healthcare costs were a lot lower, and it's a reasonable conversation to have to think about scaling it back, maybe not for people just about to reach retirement age, but looking ahead 10 or 20 years. Mm-hmm. That plus taxing ourselves somewhat more to support the commitments we have made to the elderly population. So my view is that both sides of the budget have to give.
Now, unemployment is a huge problem in the U.S. and really a global problem. How do countries like our own and in Europe, how do they really spur job growth? It seems like there aren't any real clear strategies on how to do something like that.
Well, there certainly isn't a consensus strategy around the world about how to deal with it. Many countries, including the U.S., are facing right now a very delicate balance between not wanting to raise taxes or cut spending in the short run because of our fragile recovery, but understanding, like we just talked about, that in the long run, probably what we need to do is scale back government spending and somewhat increase taxes. But what's very delicate is how to know when to transition from thinking about the short term, the unemployment problem, as the primary issue, and when we should turn to now addressing these longer-term fiscal imbalance issues.
And how are economies like China, how are they considered when you look at their growth rate? I mean, they appear in some ways much healthier than our own economy in Europe's at this point. Are they likely to leave us behind at some point?
Well, they're still way far behind U.S. and other developed countries in terms of income per capita. They've had incredibly high growth rates for many years, and so they're a lot better off than they were 10 or 20 years ago, but they're a long way from having the standard of living that we have here in this country, in Canada and Japan and Europe. Much of their growth in China has been due to migration from the rural parts of China into the urban industrial sectors, and that can continue for a while, but it's not a process that obviously can continue forever.
And I wonder, when you look at the fact that so much of our production and manufacturing base is essentially now in China and other third world countries, how are we positioned as a country now to move ahead without that aspect of our economy in place?
Well, I think one important strategy for the long run is to think about our human capital, our people, and to make sure that our education system is good enough so that American companies and multinational companies will want to hire our people. And so this is the kind of crucial investment for the future. We have to understand that our comparative advantage is probably going to be in higher tech operations that require more educated people. And so I think that's one really important part of our long-term economic strategy.
And finally, just how interdependent are developed countries at this point when we see the financial crisis in Greece and concerns about Italy? Is that likely to have a direct impact on the U.S. economy?
Oh, sure. We really can't think about economic policy anymore without thinking about the repercussions that are going to cross borders and cross borders very quickly, depending on the type of issue we're talking about. So we're well past not having to worry about the rest of the world.
And the conference, the outcome, is it hopeful? I mean, was there a sense that we're kind of turning around or not necessarily so? Are we in the middle of a long-ranging period of trouble economically?
I'm not sure I would characterize the mood as hopeful. I mean, it was a tough week to be hopeful with the world economies gyrating, but neither would I say it was extreme pessimism. I think everybody realizes we're in for a tough stretch, but the purpose of the Congress is to get people thinking about what the right solutions are, both for our short-term problems and in the longer run.
University of Michigan economist Joel Slemrod, he is the chair of the International Institute of Public Finance, their local organizing committee, which had a conference at U of M recently. He's also the director of the University of Michigan Ross School of Business's Office of Tax Policy Research. Thank you for joining me, Joel.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.